When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. The more you give, the more you get. The more you love, the less you fret. The more you do unselfishly, the more you live abundantly. The more of everything you share, the more you'll always have to spare. The more you love, the more you'll find that life is good and friends are kind, for only what we give away enriches us from day to day. That's great advice, first given from David and Claudia Arp in an article in Marriage Partnership magazine. But their philosophy goes far beyond marital give and take. This generosity is universal in application, and especially pertinent this time of year. So, how do we give without thought for getting or fretting? Well, think outside the money box and holiday mayhem. Giving is time and tenderness, understanding, it's friendship. Once we get beyond the stifling notion that benevolence only comes in the form of dollars and cents, we find at its core foundation that giving never has strings attached that undermine true charity. Whether you expect anything in return or not, the getting that follows giving is purely fringe benefits, all the more sweeter when they come unexpectedly. Give whether you get or not, and you will get better than you ever deserved. Give and it will be given to you, we're told in Luke 6:38. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. Once the boundaries are blown open and generosity is no longer tied exclusively with monetary ribbons, you can begin to dole out bounty in some of the most interesting places. Perhaps in a crowded hallway waiting for a meeting. That's where I was. Comfortable in my high-backed plush chair, passing the time while watching strangers mingle and meander their way past me. It felt good to just sit and relax. It felt even better when I gladly surrendered that comfy seat to one who would not only enjoy it, but needed it immediately. I saw him slowly approaching and wincing with each step. In a heartbeat, I jumped to my feet that were far more stable and insisted that the older gentleman take my chair. He didn't hesitate, and he thanked me with relief as he painfully lowered himself, gripping the tapered and polished arms for support. That chair was only the beginning of what we shared. As I leaned against a tall table hovering next to his welcome respite, I learned about his cattle and his career, and I heard about his service in World War II. More people began to gather in the wide passage, and several worked their way straight to this man in the chair. I soon discovered I was in the presence of one quite well known and highly regarded. One after another, old-timers stopped to reminisce with my newfound friend. I gave up a chair, and I received a half-hour of conversation, a first-hand history lesson, and witnessed warm camaraderie. Yeah, I got back way more than I gave. The theory has been tested time and again. This principle of generosity has no end. Giving gets. Loving never goes out of date. Unselfish acts result in abundant thanks. For only what we give away enriches us from day to day. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.